Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having David Stebbin back on the show. David is a professor of history and law at Ohio State University, specialist in modern American political and legal history, author of Promised Land, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America, and he's here to talk to us about that topic as it relates to where we are going post-pandemic. But first, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. David, welcome back.
Nice to be back, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. David, before we get into the economic, political stuff, I want you to give us a little tour, a report on how it's been for you as an educator and your students for the last 12 months. I mean, your world has been turned upside down, wrong side out, beat up, kicked around, and jerked around, and it's just completely different from what you thought you were going to have last January, and different from the way it's been for a long time. How has it been for you, and how has it been for your students?
Well, the good news is education has continued, right? In other words, as your small business listeners know, some parts of the economy have really suffered, and the society, because people stopped traveling, they stopped eating in restaurants for a while. And so the schools, higher ed and Ohio State have continued to function. But as I think I mentioned to you earlier, it's been strange because you work harder for a somewhat less satisfactory result. And the reason for that is simply because it's harder to for the students to feel fully connected, even if it is can be done, delivered the classroom material electronically. And so, you know, I've been teaching remotely for much of the year, and I taught hybrid courses, so some remote, some in class. And so I was able to compare, you know, and ask the students, in class is better. In other words, they find it easier to concentrate. There are fewer
distractions. The students are telling you they would rather be in class all the time.
Right. They don't want to be in class if they're going to get sick.
But right.
It is easier to learn in class for most of them.
Right.
Now, there are special cases, right? You know, there are unusually adept students with technology and who can concentrate better than the average person and so on. One of the most troubling things about doing remote instruction is the students who have trouble concentrating, paying attention, and all the rest.
Right.
It's even harder on them.
And the ones who need the social interaction. Some people, if you're more of an extrovert, you need other people to help you get your energy, don't you?
Well, that's right. And you know, and there are different versions of this. There's the small college in the small town, and you can feel isolated that way. But you can also feel isolated in a great big place like Ohio State, if it's sort of a crowd, but you don't know anyone. But the point is, being around other students who are working away, I think, tends to lift the students in general, right? In other words, they see other people working, taking notes. The message is, I should be doing this. Whereas if you're sitting in your bedroom on a computer connection, you can't really see what the other students
are
doing.
Right.
And by the way, there's also the problem of just connectivity. Some students have faster connections than others.
Right. That's exactly. This pandemic has exposed the last mile connectivity in America. It's exposed the bad service a lot of people have. Even if they're paying for it, they're not necessarily getting good service. But the main thing is, you know, Jim Cantarucci and I just got through talking about outcomes. What is the outcome? Is the outcome to finish the course? Is the outcome to get a degree? Or is the outcome for you to come away with something you can use later? And in terms of that last outcome, that has suffered in this last year, hasn't it? The holistic experience has suffered.
Well, it it is a less satisfactory experience in general for students, in part because they learn outside of the classroom as well as in.
Right.
Right, and they can go to electronic office hours or call the professor on the phone or interact with each other that way, but it's not the same. So, and I think, you know, for a lot of students, I think for really motivated, the people most ready for college,
right,
they can navigate this world for a year or a year and a half, no problem. What you worry about are the first-year students, the ones who come from families where they're the first generation, and people who are not really familiar with the college environment.
Right.
It's a tough way to start.
Yeah.
Because it's so disruptive.
Do you see quickly? Do you see this going back more towards the way it was, or staying like it is? If when we have complete herd immunity, what do you think?
I think we'll have more online instruction, especially for pools of students for whom that makes sense.
In other words, not zoology. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with David Stebbin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.